This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Today is the deadline to file your taxes, and some Missourians still looking to file might be eligible for free tax preparation. Missouri participates in State Free File, a program that partners with tax preparation services to provide free help for people who meet specific income and age requirements. The Missouri Department of Revenue's website lists 7 online tax service providers available to residents. KBI's Katie Mersman has more.
Ted Farnan is the Director of Communications for the Missouri Department of Revenue. He says the department prefers online tax filings for a variety of reasons.
There are advantages to filing electronically. It's faster. You can do it anytime. You're not bound by the mail system. And there tend to be less errors when you file electronically.
Farnan says the department knows they haven't seen the end of paper tax returns, however. He says there are a number of reasons people don't file online tax returns, and money is one of them.
So we would, in general, if you have a choice, recommend that you file electronically. But we understand also that not everybody can afford a program like TurboTax or something like that.
Online tax preparation services participating in Missouri's State Free File program are listed on the Missouri Department of Revenue website, along with their specific eligibility requirements for free tax preparation. Katie Mersman, KBIA News.
Missouri Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer says he was assured by a top federal official that an electronic list of people with Missouri concealed gun permits was never used by any federal agency. Lukemeyer says he spoke with Patrick O'Carroll, the Inspector General of the U.S. Social Security Administration. He says O'Carroll confirmed that a Missouri-based investigator recently asked for and received a list of more than 160,000 concealed gun permit holders from the Missouri State Highway Patrol. The patrol has said that federal investigators were unable to read the disc, but Lukemeyer says O'Carroll told him that the disc was readable. Lukemeyer also says he received assurances that it was destroyed and the information never was used by either the Inspector General's office or any other federal department. The St. Louis branch of the NAACP is teaming up with local labor union groups to fight against efforts in Jefferson City to turn Missouri into a right-to-work state. Chapter President Adolphus Pruitt says African Americans are more likely to be union members than any other ethnicities in the United States, so the partnership makes sense.
Right-to-work is a problem that exists across the country. It's trying to rear its ugly head up here in Missouri. We're going to find a way to fight it back.
House Speaker Tim Jones said before the start of this year's session that any effort to turn Missouri into a right-to-work state this year would likely fail. However, other bills related to right-to-work, namely paycheck protection and prevailing wage repeals, have moved forward this year. Pruitt says such bills have the ability to chip away at employment protections in Missouri. A botanical garden at the University of Missouri is sponsoring a spring fashion show for style mavens and backyard gardeners. The Mizzou Botanic Garden encompasses plant displays near historic points across the Columbia campus. The garden will host a Thursday night fashion show entitled Taking the Mystery Out of Plants. Local mystery writer Elaine Vietz will help host the 8 p.m. event in Memorial Union's Stoller Lounge. Legislation that would repeal public assistance for some immigrants is being considered by a Missouri House committee. Marshall Griffin explains.
Under current law, people whose immigration status is unverified can still receive state and local public benefits for up to 90 days while they try and obtain proper documentation. That provision would be eliminated under a bill sponsored by GOP House member Wanda Brown of Benton County.
That is just bad policy. Again, there's nothing from stopping you from, in 90 days, going to the next county and saying, I don't have any ID right now. I can't come up with it.
Opponents say most non-citizens are already ineligible for public benefits and that the bill could strip needed benefits from people who are in the country legally. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The House Committee on Downsizing Government has taken no action on the measure yet. Meanwhile, a Missouri House panel is considering 2 proposals in response to the state's new driver's licensing procedures. The House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee scheduled a hearing today on legislation, giving the legislature authority to remove state agency directors. Also before the committee is a bill requiring the Revenue Department to protect local licensing offices from any liability stemming from lawsuits if they were following department guidelines. House Speaker Tim Jones has put the committee in charge of investigating the new driver's license procedures, in which applicants' personal documents are scanned into a computer database. Republican lawmakers are concerned the Revenue Department could share copies with the federal government. As the controversy over scanned documents and other personal information continues in Jefferson City, television viewers might get the impression a statewide election is imminent, though it is not. Steve Bell explains.
The ads begin with an on-screen question: is Jay Nixon's administration breaking the law? The commercials proceed like some campaign ads.
If you have concerns about your privacy, it is important that you contact your legislator and express your concern that your rights have been violated.
But the campaign for governor was last November. The ads are paid for by United for Missouri, a nonprofit that's not required to identify its sources of revenue. A page on the organization's website names its president as former state GOP chair Woody Kozad. In Kansas City, I'm Steve Bell.
Several dozen states are looking for an alternative to the GED test because of concerns that a new version is more costly and will no longer be offered in a pencil and paper format. 40 states have participated in a group that's considering options for the high school equivalency test. New York, Montana, and New Hampshire announced last month they are switching to test providers that offer a cheaper alternative to the GED. Missouri has also requested bids. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.